Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Your child has the sniffles. Do you keep them home from school? Your child is sneezing. Do you keep him home from school? What about coughing? What about a headache? What about if they're just overtired? You know, when do you decide that, okay, you're going to shift around your schedule, maybe stay home from work yourself to take care of your child and keep them home from school? My guest is Dr. David Hill. He's Vice President of Cape Fear Pediatrics in Wilmington, North Carolina, and one of our very favorite guests here on Healthy Children. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hill. You know, how does a parent know? How do we know when to keep them home? I've never known.
Right. You know, it can be confusing, and different school systems have different sets of rules about it. So, it's tough. But when we go back to some basic concepts, I think it helps. So question number one is your child going to be capable of learning when he or she goes to school, right? If you have got a kid who is utterly miserable and is going to lie with their head on the desk and not pay any attention to anything and, you know, have to be carried from one class to the next, it's pretty clear it's probably time to keep them home. The hard thing as a parent, of course, is figuring out, you know, when your kid is really that bad off or when, you know, they're going to make it through the day. They're going to live. They don't feel great, but most of us have to go to work when we don't feel great either, so it's a good preparation for adult life, right? So there's some guidelines. Almost all school systems want kids out when they have a fever. Not because fever is dangerous, but it's a sign that your kid is reasonably ill and probably feeling really bad. And I know where we live, the fever has to be gone, technically, for 24 hours. Parents are like, well, I think they're going to be okay. I'm just going to give them some fever-reducing medicine and put them on the bus, which is great, except none of those medicines last more than about 4 to 6 hours. So if you're going to try that, be aware you will be called to come get your child back from school, right? You may be able to get the fever down for a little while, but it's going to come back, and then tomorrow is shot as well. So do you really want to do that?
Tomorrow is shot as well? So if it's a fever, it's got to be, what, 24 or 48 hours before you can send them back?
You know, in North Carolina, I know it's 24 hours. I'm not aware of anywhere that it's 48. 48 would be long.
And what constitutes?
Would be long.
Is it 99? Okay, so
99 is not a fever. That's the good thing. And sometimes you need to help inform some of the school staff about what a fever is and what's not. At healthychildren.org, you can find some simple guidelines on fever measurement and fever management. You might want to share those because not all school staff are equally informed. But for an oral temperature, if it's under 100 degrees, sorry, it's not a fever.
Rock on.
Well, normally they're 96. No, I don't care. It still's got to be at least 100.
Okay, that's great. Great guideline right there. Anything over 100 in fever, in oral temperature, you had to keep them home 24 hours. You have to keep them home. If they come home from school with a fever over 100, you have to keep them home the next day too. Fever. What about cough?
Cough, you know, it depends. We're seeing a lot of asthma right now. It's a cold, dry time here where I live in North Carolina, and a lot of kids with RSV. And, you know, a simple cough from a cold will last up to 3 weeks. So if you keep a kid home every time they cough, they're not going to be in school very much. On the other hand, if you have a child with real respiratory compromise, a kid who's needing albuterol nebulizer therapies more than once or twice a day, for example, they probably do need to be home. And you can sign a permit usually to treat a child's asthma in school, but it shouldn't be a regular thing. They shouldn't be in the nurse's office 2 or 3 times a day getting an albuterol treatment. That's a kid who needs to be being seen by a doctor and evaluated. They may need steroids. They may need their lungs listened to. So, you know, if you've got an actively wheezing child, they need to be home. Probably a child with chest pain deserves an evaluation as well. A child who's short of breath needs to be seen, shouldn't be in school till that gets figured out. And, of course, we already know that a child who's coughing with a fever is not going to be in school because of the fever. Otherwise, you know, teach your child to cough into the crook of their arm. See if you can get permission to give them a cough drop or something like that while they're in school, which really can help suppress the cough. See if they can get up and get some water periodically. But given that a cough or the cold is going to go on for 2 or 3 weeks, you can't keep them out that entire time.
No, you certainly can't. And sometimes those things linger on. What about sneezing, sniffles? I mean, this is really the big one, Dr. Hill, because your kid can have that stuffy nose with all the green lovely boogers coming out for weeks.
Oh, yeah. And if you look at preschoolers, yeah, they will get an average of 8 colds a year.
Yeah, that's always lovely. Wow.
It's not unusual to have 12 colds a year, right? So, kind of like with the cough, if a sneezing, sniffling child can't go to school, you're just going to have to, you know, plan on homeschooling because they're going to sneeze. They're going to sniffle, especially if you have a child with allergies that are not controlled. You're going to have sneezing and sniffling. That's not a problem for anybody else. I know when we got our beginning of the school year lists from the teachers, they all wanted large box of Kleenex. So, now, be a good sport, replace the classroom Kleenex box if it's your kid this week. But generally, you know, if you look around the classroom, chances are good your kid is not the only one with the runny or the stuffy nose.
Okay, because that's really, you know, the big question. But then fever, we know if it's a cold that is, you know, goes along with a fever. Now, what about vomiting? You know, stomach flu can last a day or two. Do you have to keep them home the next day after a day that they vomited? Or if they wake up the fine the next morning, they can go?
Our school system here says that if you throw up, you're out for 24 hours, right? You need to be without vomiting for 24 hours. And I think that's reasonably fair because vomiting can be intermittent. It can come back. Nobody wants to deal with it in school, that's for sure. It's not conducive to learning.
No.
It often signifies that your child's got an
the janitor of the school
diseases.
Hates that part, right? We all remember going to school and seeing that orange stuff, that powder stuff that they used to put on there. I don't know if they still do that, but you know, oh boy.
Yeah, so be a good sport. Take your kid out for 24 hours from running. Now, if they got a little refluxy stuff, they're like, I don't know, something came up in the back of my throat and I swallowed it back down. It's gross, but I hear this from my kids, right? You know, I want real vomiting.
Yeah, they call those baby burps.
Yeah. Who cares? Right?
Yeah.
That's not enough.
We don't care about that. And now the big one. Oh, my head hurts, or I have a tummy ache.
Right. I think then you're depending on function, right? Is your child so impaired that they're not getting anything out of school? Does the teacher just have to take care of them and stop their class? I will often rely on school nurses. I love our school nurses, both as a parent and as a doctor. If you can improve funding for school nurses in your community, I would urge you to stand up and do that wherever you live, because they are lifesavers, literally.
I agree completely.
For kids and those of us trying to take care of them. So, you know, I would send that kid down to the nurse if you're lucky enough to have one. Sometimes you have to go evaluate him yourself if you're not. Say, hey, how are you doing? Minor headaches are common. Minor tummy aches are common. Really bad headaches are, you know, you need to come home. Sometimes you need to be evaluated. And the other two things that I want to make sure we get these. Pink eye, by the American Academy of Pediatrics, you do not have to go home for pink eye. This is not the case in all schools.
You are kidding me.
No. It's just, unless you're having vision problems or eye pain, it is not an emergency. Stay in school. Go learn some stuff. We can get you your drops later on. No big deal. And the other thing is NITS, the no lice policies that remain very popular. The American Academy of Pediatrics thinks that these unnecessarily take kids out of school, keep them from learning. Yes, lice are mildly contagious. Yes, they're gross. But NITS can be around for a very long time after there are no live lice. So you don't have to keep kids home, especially for NITS and even for live lice. Once they've been treated, get them on back. They need to go to school.
Wow. That is some interesting information from you, Dr. David Hill. NITS, they can go to school with. Pink eye, they can still go learn some stuff. They just shouldn't really touch other kids and rub their eyes on other kids. But hand sanitizer is the teacher's best friend. Help your school nurses, help your teacher with extra boxes of Kleenex, and get those kids in school whenever possible. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Let's keep our kids well, and us too.